With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A California judge agrees to delay Hunter Biden's tax trial until September.
Hunter Biden will stand trial on federal tax charges beginning in early September instead of next month. The judge agreed to push the case back after defense lawyers said they need more time to prepare. Prosecutors opposed the delay request, arguing that the president's son is not above the rule of law. The younger Biden is still scheduled to stand trial next month on federal gun charges in a Delaware case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former top advisor to Anthony Fauci getting reamed about deleting emails that link the U.S. to the Wuhan Institute. Dr. David Morans is accused of using his personal email accounts to discuss and dismiss questions about the origins of the COVID pandemic. Johnson & Johnson's facing a lawsuit alleging the company used fraudulent bankruptcies in order to resolve lawsuits. A group of cancer victims filed the class action accusing the company of placing liabilities into a subsidiary that later filed for bankruptcy, thereby stopping the lawsuits. Johnson & Johnson products containing talc have been reported to cause cancer. Also at SRNnews.com, a former GOP presidential campaign rival is supporting President Trump.
Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race 2 months ago. She and Trump had been sharply critical of each other. But speaking at the Hudson Institute, Haley said,
I will be voting for Trump.
Haley says Trump has not been perfect on many issues.
But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Even though she's been out of the race for months, Nikki Haley is still getting support in Republican primaries.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him. And I genuinely hope he does that.
Haley earned more than 21% of the vote in Maryland's presidential primary last week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Supreme Court dodges the issue of transgenderism, SRN's Bernie Bennett reports.
The justices will not hear a case brought by parents in Maryland who have a problem with their school's policy of letting kids live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. This leaves in place a lower court ruling against the plaintiffs. That decision did not address the merits of the parents' complaint, finding only that they did not have standing to bring the suit. Similar cases are percolating in other court systems. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the queer trans lifestyle in the state's constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the midnight Sunday deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the right to be making decisions about all matters relating to one's own pregnancy. This is SRN News. Louisiana lawmakers advance a bill that would reclassify two abortion-inducing drugs.
Mifepristone and misoprostol have other critical uses, including to induce labor, stop obstetric hemorrhaging, and treat miscarriages. Doctors say they're greatly concerned about the legislation, saying it could prevent them from prescribing necessary treatments for their patients. Reclassification of the two drugs in Louisiana is an amendment to a bill that would create the crime of, quote, coerced abortion. The bill will return to the Senate for final approval. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
An 11-year-old girl will become the youngest person to ever graduate from California's Irvine Valley College. Athena Elling will take the title from her brother, who graduated from the college last year at the age of 12. Her brother's now studying at UC Irvine. Athena, who enrolled in college at the age of 9, will graduate cum laude with an associate's degree in liberal arts. She has a GPA above 3.5. More details at srnnews.com.